following Pennsylvania's recent redistricting and the retirement of longtime Republican Congressman Charlie Dent, the Lehigh Valley has become a crucial battleground in the fight to control the U.S. House of Representatives. Keystone Crossroads' Lindsay Lazarski spent a week on the campaign trail with the three candidates contending for the open congressional seat and has this report.
You compare a five-year-old in Parkland to a five-year-old in Allentown, and the gap is like this.
On a recent Tuesday night, about a dozen teachers sit around a conference table at a campaign field office in Bethlehem.
Susan, there's a new thing going on right now in the world of research and so forth, and that is on trauma education. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that we're
at the center of the conversation is Susan Wild, a Democrat running for Congress in Pennsylvania's 7th District in the Lehigh Valley. Although Wild, an attorney and former Allentown solicitor, has never held elected office, she is the frontrunner. Wild is leading in the polls and in campaign cash over her opponents, Republican Marty Nostein and Libertarian Tim Silfies. Plus, she got a boost from the new congressional map, which made the 7th more favorable to Democrats. As a lawyer, Wild says she's honed her skills of compromise and negotiation, something she thinks is desperately needed in Washington.
For years now, taxpayers are essentially paying for a bunch of people to be in Congress who can't seem to move anything forward because they refuse to meet in the middle. And the one thing I've learned is that in order to bring about successful resolutions, both sides have to feel that they've won something.
John Gockenbach, a teacher in Allentown, came to the field office undecided.
Tonight, I walk away with that she really has our best interest for education and for teacher stability and providing what the schools need for everyone to be successful.
At the end of the night, Gockenbach left with two Susan Wild lawn signs, one for himself and one for his neighbor.
And brought the coyote back.
A few days later, at a parking lot in Mount Bethel, a tiny town just south of the Delaware Water Gap, about 20 supporters gathered around a white tent for a meet and greet with Nostein. Inside the tent, staffers were giving out homemade cookies and red hats that said, "Make the Slate Belt Great Again." A nod to the region's once thriving quarries.
Well, right now, this election is going to be about results versus resistance, and we want to continue with these results.
Nostein, a Lehigh County commissioner and Olympic cyclist, says he's the only candidate in the race with governing experience. He says voters need to ask themselves some key questions.
Am I better off today than I was 2 years ago? Do we think this country is heading in the right direction?
For most voters, Nostein says the answer is yes. Volunteer Karen Fry has been knocking on doors and organizing events for Nostein.
I am not for her. I don't care if she's a woman or not.
Instead, she wants a congressperson that will support President Donald Trump's agenda and believes that's Nostein.
He wants to lower our taxes. He is pro-life. He's pro-Second Amendment. He's a family man.
But not everyone shares Fry's enthusiasm. After Nostein announced his candidacy, an anonymous tipster lodged a sexual misconduct allegation against him. Since then, two investigations, one by an organization related to the Olympics and another by Lehigh County law enforcement, found the allegation to be baseless, and Nostein has been cleared of wrongdoing. But now he's playing catch-up.
Hey, how are you?
Last Tuesday, Tim Silfies, Libertarian candidate, visited the home of a supporter in Easton.
Here's some of the literature we talked about and
Thank
some T-shirts.
You, yeah.
Christina Holden moved to the Lehigh Valley about 2 years ago. She says this is the first time she and her husband have ever really gotten involved in local politics.
Like many people, we've just reached a point that we want something different.
And they found Silfies. When it comes to economics, he leans conservative, but on other issues like immigration and gay rights, he leans more progressive. Silfies admits his underdog status in this fight, but says he shouldn't be counted out.
There are weird political winds blowing right now. I mean, Donald Trump's the president of the United States.
To Silfies, Washington is so dysfunctional, voters need a third option.
An independent congressman actually would have a lot of power, especially with how divided things are right now. To be a swing vote in Congress, there's a lot of power in that.
But to become that swing vote, Silfies and voters would have to make history. Pennsylvania has never elected a Libertarian candidate to Congress. Lindsay Lazarski, Keystone Crossroads.